Well, this sermon's a little different to normal. It's a reflection rather than an exposition. It's the final part of our series on Noah, which started 3 weeks ago, I think, when the film came out, and that was our main reason for doing it. When a Hollywood blockbuster comes out, is a good chance to look at a part of the Bible. And so the first week we looked at the biblical story of Noah and how that differed from the film's account of it. We, in our second week, Palm Sunday, looked at the New Testament and how that picks up on the story of Noah, particularly with regard to salvation issues. And now, in this last sermon, really we're seeking to answer the question, is the story of Noah in the Bible a myth? That's the word that's used a lot with regard to the story of Noah. Because Noah comes in the first 11 chapters of Genesis, which have some of the attributes of mythological style. Mind you, myth is a hard word to define. But it has to do with fairy story more than factual account. It has to do with the truth of the imagination more than the hard reporting of actual happenings. The recent film of Noah heightened the mythological by adding weird extras like magic seeds, instantly growing forests, and strange rock giants. The film wanted us to see Noah as myth or some sort of fairy story. But the New Testament resists this understanding. In Hebrews 11, Noah is listed as a person of faith like lots of other historical characters. And Jesus referred to the days of Noah and the flood in the manner of comparing past events and future events in history. Things which happened and will happen. And because I'm a Christian, under the new covenant in the Bible, this question is now more complex for me. I cannot write off the story of Noah as a myth, because the New Testament is clear that Noah was a historical person, and Jesus credits the flood as an event in history. So as a Christian who follows Jesus, as he's revealed in the Bible, I want to come at this question a little differently. Not is the story of Noah a myth, but in the story of Noah, what may be myth and what historical event? This is the new question I reach to as I approach this issue through different types of historical evidence. For instance, lots of early civilizations had a version of the story of the big flood. Lots of versions in different early civilizations, but with the common strand of a large catastrophic flood. Now, many sociologists seem to say that they were just copied and altered. But surely that's only half an answer. If several early civilizations have the flood story passed down from the earliest times in human history, might not that suggest that there was a large catastrophic flood? And some of the added extras that each civilization has put as part of that story may be myths, but there's a kernel of truth in common human memory, which is the flood, which wiped out considerable amount of early humankind. So I think the faithful, rational Christian response to Noah is to seek to distinguish historical event from the added layer of myth. Yeah? I'm not in the business of simplistically dismissing the whole thing as myth. Surely we are in the rather more complex business of seeking to identify original factual report underneath a layer of mythological extras. Although we might disagree as to the extent of each. And let's have a look at the Noah account one more time, because the context of Noah in Genesis 5 is a family tree. It's not written like myth. It's written like genealogies are written today, apart from people lived longer, some of them 900 odd years. Now that could be the layer of myth on the top of the layer of truth, or maybe they didn't count like us, or maybe they did live longer in the first generations of humanity before disease and all sorts of things set in. After all, in the Middle Ages, the European life expectancy was less than 40 years. In the next generation of 21st century, some are predicting it will be over 100 years. These things change for better and for worse, and by more than we might imagine. And then coming on to the beginning of Genesis 6, which seems to be a myth about giants, warlike giants who interbred with humans to a certain extent. Now, we might think Jack and the Beanstalk and dismiss it as a myth. Or we might consider that the Nephilim are something like, say, Neanderthals. Not human, as descended from Adam and Eve, but able to interbreed with humans to a certain extent, as is shown by recent DNA discoveries. Now, the story of the flood is straightforwardly believable in parts. The moral degradation of early humanity, each generation being worse than the other, that's okay to get our heads round. The godliness of just one family, the dimensions and design of the ark, which quite a lot of people have tried to make and with quite a lot of success. The possibility of rain for 40 days solid in a part of the world. It's not so hard to imagine. But then there are things that are harder to believe. Is the claim that the whole of the earth was underwater a myth? Was it rather a flood of the part of the earth which contained all the humans at that early stage of humanity? 7 generations in, they would not have spread very far. So say they were gathered in the eastern Mediterranean, as suggested by the references to the Tigris and Euphrates in Genesis 2. And Mount Ararat in the Noah account. Could it be that astonishing amounts of rain in the eastern Mediterranean maybe raised sea level enough to overflow the previously blocked Bosphorus Strait so that water flooded into the interior, creating the Black Sea in one cataclysmic event and destroying the human settlements that were in that area in a sudden massive flood? Or maybe a similar event in the modern day Iraqi floodplain of the Euphrates and Tigris. A flood large enough to wipe out the first 7 generations of humanity who were gathered in one part of the globe. It's not so hard to imagine. Or incompatible with certain theories in geology today. The description of the destruction of all flesh, all animals and birds, apart from those on the ark, is harder to imagine. Maybe that's the mythological top layer. Maybe Noah and his family rescued many animals and birds, but not all species in their totality. I don't know quite where to draw the line between reality and myth. Who does know? The scientists of today only hypothesize, despite some of them having larger claims. We are much too arrogant if we speak too confidently about what is the underlying truth and what is the overlayer of myth. And people are being simplistic as well as arrogant if they write off the whole account as myth. It's surely humble and sensible to consider that there is a layer of truth which has a basis in early human history and a layer of myth on top. And we may disagree about the precise extent of each layer. But our belief in Jesus surely ought to encourage us to believe that there was a catastrophic flood which suddenly destroyed nearly all of humankind, only a few generations after the first humans. And that Noah and his family were the human survivors from whom God fashioned a people who would now relate to him by covenant. Isn't that what comes from taking Jesus seriously while not taking ourselves and our complacent contemporary Western generation too seriously? I hope that helps you in your thinking and your discussing. And Noah is one of those parts of the Bible which throws these things up. And God's given us minds so that we can try and get our heads around things. Let's pray.